WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Oh, your heartbeat. Elevate the fly, vibrate, aim high between me and you. Every great as blue.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Just before that announcement, you heard Porky Paul with the tune Heartbeat featuring Ruby Dan. Sand Dunes before that with Pelican Dance from the Ground Beneath Her Feet. Right now you're listening to Sunflower with the tune Miniature Overture from the new release Heard It in a Dream. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the playlist online at WRCT.org.
opportunity. I can't show you LA. 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 I
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
Just before that announcement, you heard Belair with the tune Sunshine is Coming. Nimino, before that, with Do It Like Me from the Creek EP. Right now, you're listening to Circular with the tune Cognitive Present from the Omnidirectional EP. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the playlist online at WRCT.org. You just heard Theandria with the tune Dragon Om from the release Silver Starlight. Before this, we heard Ott with the tune What Will Survive of Us is Love from the release Here He Is. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Coming up next, I have Children of the Bong and the tune Polyspheric Reality, the Shamanoid remix. You should be able to see the playlist online at WRCT.org.
Hello, this is Alex Patterson from The Orb, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM. Suckers.
Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
This is Law and Disorder. Today on Law and Disorder, we discuss Israel's continued assault on Gaza and the West Bank and the Trump administration doubling down, backing military aid to Israel while cracking down on pro-Palestinian voices at home.
Historian and Jewish Voice for Peace board member Barry Trachtenberg joins us to explore the dangerous implications for academic freedom, dissent, and the weaponization of anti-Semitism to silence solidarity.
Then we'll cover a growing movement. Labor unions, lawmakers, and community groups have joined forces to demand the removal of Elon Musk's so-called Doge from power.
We'll speak with Alex Sommerfeld, an anti-Zionist Jewish organizer and staff attorney with the American Federation of Government Employees. Stay with us. Heidi Boghossian, New York City attorney and activist.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties. As Israel's expanding genocide of the Palestinian people in Gaza and the West Bank continues, with over 47,000 confirmed deaths and many times that unconfirmed, the Trump administration continues its unconditional military support of Israel while waging its own war at home against the movement for Palestinian rights. Trump has intensified his attacks by labeling pro-Palestinian protests as anti-Semitic and using that excuse to cancel student visas, deport pro-Palestinian activists, and revoke federal grants to major universities. To discuss the implications of all this on freedom of speech, academic freedom, and Trump's support of Israel, we're especially pleased today to be joined by Barry Trachtenberg. Professor Trachtenberg serves on the academic board of Jewish Voice for Peace and the Institute for the Critical Study of Zionism. He holds the Rubin Presidential Chair of Jewish History at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. He is a historian of modern European and American Jewry and the author of three books on the Holocaust and the revolutionary roots of modern Yiddish. His writings on Zionism, anti-Semitism, and U.S. support for Israel have appeared in forums such as Jewish Currents, The Forward, Tablet, Electronic Intifada, Mandelweiss, and I'm going to garble this, Die Tanzzeitung, which is a German publication, obviously, A2 Alarm, which is Czech, and La Razón, which is Spanish. In 2017, he testified to the U.S. Congress on the topic of anti-Semitism on college and university classrooms. In January 2024, he testified in the lawsuit filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights against the Biden White House, seeking an emergency order to stop military and diplomatic support for Israel's genocidal assault on Gaza. Barry, we're extremely grateful to have you. Welcome to Law and Disorder.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be here today.
Barry, a great deal of public attention has been devoted to Project 2025, published by the Heritage Foundation, and how it has served as a blueprint for the catastrophic second Trump term. But much less attention's been paid to Project Esther, also published by the Heritage Foundation, which outlines a strategy for dismantling the Palestinian solidarity movement in the United States by deploying false claims of anti-Semitism and terrorism against the movement. And it lays out a sweeping program of surveillance, propaganda, deportation, and criminalization. Please take a few minutes to tell us about Project Esther, who wrote it, what it says, and then tell us about the comprehensive response to Project Esther, which you helped write on behalf of Jewish Voice for Peace Academic Council.
Thank you for that question. Project Esther was a report that was issued by the Heritage Foundation on October 7th, 2024, as a corollary to their larger Project 2025, which outlines the Trump administration's blueprint for the dismantling of many of the structures of the federal government, in particularly the protections that the federal government has created for marginalized and oppressed peoples, for environmental regulations, for protecting the health and welfare of the American population. Project Esther is called a national strategy to combat anti-Semitism, but it has actually very little to do with Jewish people, Jewish safety, or even anti-Semitism. Instead, it's an effort to dismantle the Palestine Solidarity Movement and to use those efforts as a wedge, really to take apart much of the progressive activism that occurs in the United States. As you may recall, the Heritage Foundation is an organization that began in the 1970s during the Nixon presidency. It really came to the fore during the Reagan administration, where it sought to inculcate extreme right-wing values and